Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Brad, thank you for engineering in Minnesota. Minus 7 over here at night. Minus 10 at Genesis Communications Network. It is absolutely freezing cold. And this weather is brought to you intentionally by your government. I got a call from Dane Wigington yesterday, returning my call. You might have heard that I called him during one of the breaks this week. And I left a message for him, see if he could come on the air with us and tell us what is going on in his expert opinion. And he is the de facto expert in climate engineering. He'll be on with us on Monday, hour number two. Hour number two on Monday, Dane Wigington. And I got to tell you, class, we haven't had a full normal day's sunshine in over 6 weeks, going on 7 weeks. And it's not just me saying that. This engineered storm, this major, major storm, is so big. It is killing animals. It is destructive. It's killing people. I believe that 12,500 flights were either canceled or delayed. People are in airports. They don't know what to do. They can't get this snow off the planes. And diesel fuel is gelling. You might have heard me talk about that this week, that diesel fuel will gel when it gets below 20 degrees. Actually, it starts at 32 degrees. And we had a guy deliver tires. And, well, actually, we didn't get the delivery. It said we got the delivery. The internet said, you know, your tires are on the way. Your tires have been delivered. And we checked, and we have to go the two-thirds of a mile, check through the snow to find out if the tires have been delivered. And they weren't delivered, so we called up, and they said, yeah. There's a problem. And then the driver called. The driver had a cell phone, and he called, and he said, hey, I just want to let you know I'm on the interstate. I can't go very fast. My fuel is gelled. The diesel fuel is gelled. It's so cold that the truck won't go. I don't think I can make it. And we said, no problem. It's crazy. Don't even try to make it, because he was well over 100 miles away. So don't even try to make it. And then he said, well, you know, your competitor just down the road, he's demanding that that we deliver the tires. So, you know, if you want, we can meet you, you know, 20 miles away and you come pick them up. We said, no, don't worry about it. It's not that big of a deal. It's not worth risking life and limb. And so I got on the phone. Our son was on the phone with him, and I said, all right, here's the answer. This is an old mechanics trick of the trade, an old mechanics tool. You can add about a cup of gasoline, regular gasoline, to your diesel fuel. He said, well, he tried diesel 911, and I guess that's an additive to help improve the fuel flow conditions in inclement weather and cold temperatures, and it wasn't working so well. So I told him what to do. He was appreciative, and so there you have it. There you have. These things are not taught in school. They are flat out not taught in school. And here you have a guy whose job it is to drive a diesel truck all over this area, this region, and no one told him about gasoline as a supplement, as an additive to lower the temperature at which diesel fuel gels. Greg's with us. Greg, you know all about that, right?
Oh, I sure do. And, you know, there's a reason why up in the Northern Territories and Alaska and that, why they don't shut their engines off when they're out on the road. It's because chances are they'll never get them started again without actually warming the engine up with some device. So, yeah, it's insane, the cold temperatures. And, you know, I was out last week because I came down with, started with a little cough, and then the next day I was just hammered with body aches and pains and coughing and hacking. And I, you know, it probably was a weaponized version of a cold. But when I was traveling and actually flying, you were mentioning it being Worthington next Monday. That's great news. I can't wait to hear him. I was on a flight on a clear day, flying from Salt Lake to Las Vegas. No, it was the other way around. It was Las Vegas to Salt Lake. And I noticed it was a clear blue sky. Now, I'm looking out the window at, you know, almost 40,000 feet, which is where most of the international flights are flown. I could see jets flying by. And about half of them had trails behind them, and the other half didn't. And they were at the same elevation. So if anyone tells you that they're not spraying, they're full of baloney. They are definitely spraying. And you can sit there and watch your sky. You wake up on a beautiful blue, you know, clear sky, and the planes are beginning to make their little grid of spray. And by the end of the day, you've got a gray sky. Now, it's not enough to actually do anything for the create a storm, but it sure knocks the sun down. And if you got solar panels, that will affect them. If you got a good, you know, underground garden, for instance, you're going to need a little extra light, LED light to keep it going, to keep your plants going. It's just incredible. You know, today I'd kind of like to talk about being prepared, because there is nothing going on right now that is positive in any way for our future. I'm sure you agree with me on that, right?
Oh, Greg, yes. And I'd like to share something with you when you're talking about preparedness. If we could just start with this, I'd appreciate it. I woke up in the middle of the night and I sat up. And this was terrifying to me. And I figured this out. And you are the guy to help me flesh this out. I don't think most people, I mean, we have instructors who know how to know this topic. We have many instructors who know this topic. But outside of USA Prepares, I don't think that is the case. I think we're pretty much it in this arena. So here it is. Back in 2013, I called a company outside of St. Louis, Missouri. And it's the Doe Run Company. They were the last major company in lead production in the United States. They had been in operation for 120 years. So they had a smelter, and there is lead in Missouri that can be mined. Anyway, Barry, I'm talking about Barry Satoru, Barack Hussein Obama, threatened them and forced the company to close. They closed. There were about, somewhere around 1,100 employees involved, and I called top management and I said, look, this is really serious. We're talking about national defense. No lead, no bullets. No lead, no projectiles. No lead, no lead acid batteries. No lead, no shielding from radiation. This is a big problem. This is a national defense issue. And they said to me, I said, let's go on the air and let's expose these guys for what they're really trying to do. And Doe Run's management, which is now gone, Doe Run is kaput, out of business. said, look, you know, no, it's okay. We worked this out with the government, the feds, and, you know, we've come to an agreement, and then we're just going to shut down. Okay. Now, that's one dot. Here's the next dot. And this is when I woke up in the middle of the night, and I figured this out. And it's really simple, class. This is really simple arithmetic. And I'm anxious to hear Greg's take on this. Is my belief that an automotive battery, which is made out of lead plates, plastic, and an electrolyte, which is sulfuric acid, that's pretty much it. Maybe there's a little antimony in there, lead, tin, antimony, maybe, but mostly lead. They last around 3 years. But let's give it the benefit of the doubt and make it really easy arithmetic for radio. Let's say they last 3 to 5 years. Because if you get an AGM battery, which is a gel battery, those are the expensive ones that cost like twice as much as a regular liquid lead acid battery. AGM stands for absorbed glass mat. They say they last 3 to 5 years. You know, that's a wish, I think. But typically, a lead acid battery will last about 3 years, depending on use, depending on charge discharge cycles, roughly 3 years. And the reason that they guarantee them for 1 year or 18 months or 2 years, and sometimes if you buy a real expensive one, like Walmart's very, very best, 3 years. But then the rest of the warranty, the 5-year warranty, is prorated. And it's kind of a lousy warranty after the 3 free-year replacement. All right, so let's say a battery lasts 4 years on average. I'm talking about a light truck battery or a car battery or an over-the-road tractor-trailer battery. They're all the same design. They're a liquid. It's called a flooded cell battery. So let's say they last 4 years. That means that right now, today, some of them are absolutely dead. People went out to start their car and it's dead. It's so cold, they won't start, the battery's froze. They need the plates buckle, they're going to need to buy a new battery if they want to use that vehicle. Other batteries were replaced yesterday and they're brand new. But on average, if you say that they will last 4 years, the average battery is 2 years old right now. That means the average battery is going to be kaput in 2 years. The average. That means that all the batteries, or almost all the batteries, are going to be dead in 4 years from now. That would be the ones that were bought yesterday. So, what got me to sit up in the middle of the night was, in 2 years from now, at least half or two-thirds of the vehicles on the road, unless they get a new battery, aren't going anywhere. And in 4 years from now, virtually no vehicles are going anywhere, except maybe a few Teslas that won't be able to be charged. I'm talking about 18-wheelers, I'm talking about Federal Express trucks, UPS trucks, USPS trucks, and your cars and trucks that you own personally. If we can't get lead-acid batteries, everything in the United States stops in 4 years. Greg, I think I fleshed that out a little bit. What is your take? Do you think I've lost my mind?
No. You know, they used to sell batteries, and they would, you'd get a cardboard box with the acid inside, and the battery was dry. There's a reason for that. There's no need to have a battery sitting there deteriorating on the shelf with the acid in it. So they would give you a dry battery because those were storable. Sounds like we got a break coming up.
Yeah, but typically you can only get them for motorcycles or, you know, little vehicles. And I used to fill batteries at the auto parts store back in the 70s, but now they all come pre-filled. It's way too hard, I guess, to fill them. So now they're already deteriorating before you bought them. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Greg Lesher's with us, and I mentioned that I would have an answer for you regarding a solution to these power voltage problems that we're seeing here at the farm. And if you are seeing them as well, you can deploy them. So instead of taking Greg's time today and giving you what I think is a solution or several solutions, I'll do that on Monday, right after the first half hour. So Dr. Sergey will be with us for the first half hour on Monday. I'll take the next half hour to talk about the solution for the power voltage problems. And I think I have a viable solution, and it's relatively affordable. And I've deployed it, and it works. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that. But, yeah, I really would like to talk about being prepared, because at the rate things are going, economically, the country itself, I mean, after this last meeting with this guy called Zelensky, this World Economic Forum leader, and a World Economic Forum country, who, with Russia is saying that there's no repairing things now. No repairing things. In other words, they've completely killed any relations with Russia, and he's preparing missiles and getting ready for nuclear, thermal nuclear war. So we're in a really dire situation. You know, last night I was sitting here on the couch, and there was a couple of sonic booms. And I thought to myself, first thing I thought to myself is, maybe one of these mornings or days or nights, I'm going to wake up to an explosion, and it's not going to be a sonic boom. It could be a missile or something exploding. So I have just been in prepare mode, and I really enjoyed that program where it kept talking about chickens and taking care of chickens. And after going to the grocery store and seeing the price on eggs, I'm really grateful that I have some breeding chickens for, you know, the eggs and the meat. And I think we all need to be preparing for that. I watched a short clip of somebody in New York completely appalled that they went to one of their freezers and there were pre-packaged rodents that were all, you know, dressed for eating in one of the frozen bins. I'm not kidding. They're selling rats for meat. Unbelievable. This is the direction we're headed. You know, pretty soon it won't be rats. Pretty soon it'll be, you know, some cricket flour or something like that. If you're not getting prepared, if you're not securing your own way of growing things, it's almost too late. We really need to be on that bandwagon. We need to develop those skill sets. If you've never had chickens before, well, now's the time to learn about it. If you can't, you know, raise chickens, well, sometimes people are able to get away with just hens because they, you know, their city ordinance, that if you hear a rooster, you're in trouble, that kind of a thing. But maybe it's time to get out of Dodge. You know, I wanted to mention one other thing, Vincent, that I was watching a clip from a frontline nurse, and she was saying that people are coming into the hospitals demanding that they do not treat them with remdesivir, and they tell them they won't. She says there's a drug called Velcor. And she says they're deceiving people. Remdesivir is the generic name. Velcor is another name or a brand name of remdesivir. So these hospitals are still in the process of using this deadly drug as a antibiotic, which has a tendency to take out your kidneys, which fills your lungs with water, with liquid. And, you know, and I, the last place I would want to go, it would be the hospital. There's a method that you can clear your lungs out. I know I saved a couple of children's lives doing this, and that is fenugreek. You can make up a tea with fenugreek, and it will literally turn the liquid in your lungs, the mucus in your lungs, to liquid. And so you can keep them clear. Sounds like a break here.
Yeah, we're going into a break. Greg Lesh is with us, and we'll be right back. This is USA Prepares.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Senators passed a $1.65 trillion spending bill filled with massive amounts of pork just ahead of the Christmas holiday and speeding through more than a dozen amendments. The bill was approved 68-29 and only lasts until September. The legislation will now go to the House, where it's expected to pass, or the government will partially shut down at midnight. Dr. Ben Carson on Fox News responds to the Detroit, Michigan school board removing his name from a school, presumably because he's a Republican.
We're seeing this wokeness spreading throughout our community to the destruction of our community. How does it do any good for us to demonize people with whom we disagree? And to teach that to our children at a time when the math scores are down, the reading scores are down, academic performance is down.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Watch it. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the PC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Greg's talking about preparedness in class. It was -7 a couple hours ago here, -7 Fahrenheit at the farm in the Ozark Mountains of Missouri. And right now it's -3. And the wind chill a couple hours ago was between -25 and -40 degrees. Now, the animals know that. The animals are absolutely freezing. The birds can't find the food. The cows can't find the food. It's, the ground is covered with these icy snow pellets the size of BBs. It's slippery. And people are doing the dumbest things. They're traveling for Christmas. Christmas class. Joe said, you're going to go, leave now, and go travel now if you're going to travel. And he let his, a lot of his staff go at the White House so that they could be with friends and family for this made up holiday called Christmas. I'm not saying Christmas is, I'm not being sacrilegious here. I'm just saying December 25th was a made up day. It could have been July 4th. It could have been July 2nd. It could have been September 19th. It could have been any day. But December 25th was picked. And then there's this mass hysteria that I gotta go because it's Christmas. There are people who wanted to come to our farm, and I said, absolutely, positively not. You gotta be insane to fly here at this time. When everybody
not
else
unless
is
you're
flying.
One of these, not unless you're one of these people who like to take expeditions to the Arctic.
And Greg, 12,500 flights either canceled or delayed. There are people stuck in airports. And did you see the snow on some of these planes? The snow was like 2 feet high on the top of the wings and on top of the cabin. I mean, huge.
Yeah.
And people are thinking, that's okay.
They're not set up, especially the ones further south, are not quite set up for that much the snow. It's just unusual.
And it's risky. And I saw the video of Joe saying, hey, leave now. Leaving when he said now, that puts you right in the middle of the chaos. He has no clue. Everybody knows that. The last thing you want to do is believe anything that comes from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue or is purported to come from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
It's incredible. I sat there and I looked at their little meeting with Linsky, and I looked at the faces of all the people that were sitting behind, on their desks and everything, and they were just, they look like monsters to me. They look like dead monsters. They're just disgusting individuals. And these people are leading our country.
You're talking about a guy who comes in a long sleeve T-shirt, right? And a long sleeve.
Looks like a thug.
Yeah, looks like a thug. He was a comedian. That's what he was, before he became dictator.
Well, I watched a YouTube video of him and three other guys playing the piano. I don't know what country this was in. It was in a foreign language, but it was kind of like America's Got Talent or whatever. And they were playing the piano with, guess what? Their male members. Isn't that disgusting? Do people know that this guy played piano with his penis as a skit?
And here's a guy that's asking us for billions to blow up the world. That's what he wants it for. He's not asking for money to plant a garden or teach young people how to be self-reliant. There is no such money for teaching people how to be self-reliant. It's just a bunch of us volunteers teaching people, okay, on our own dime.
Yeah.
But then Zelensky can get funding for destruction, and people think this is great. This is for democracy.
And he's,
they're
and
blowing
he's,
up
and he's
bridges.
Arresting, and he's arresting... Arresting Christians and pastors, Christian in that country, and putting them in jail. If you don't worship in the way that he wants you to worship, he's going to end the Christian religion.
The bottom line. The bottom line is really simple. You're in charge of you. You need to prepare for yourself and your family. You need to do everything. Everything.
Yeah.
Do not buy any Christmas presents that are jokes, frivolous, not useful. And if you get them, return them and buy like a shovel or seeds or lime or fertilizer or fencing for your garden, or something that makes sense, or put all that money together and get out of Dodge and buy a farm.
Colorado and California right now are preparing to use sewer water to put back into the drinking system because of it, you know. And people, if you don't know how to build a solar still, to distill that kind of water, I mean, I can remember when I got married in California to my first wife, we were there, and I took a shower in her parents' shower, and it smelled like a swimming pool in there. There was so much chlorine in the water. If you don't know how to do it, then, you know, I wrote the most simple book I could write, put together on this new technology was the flat top solar electric still. If you can't build it, I can build it for you. You know, start thinking about things like this, because with water disappearing the way it is, even with all these storms, isn't it amazing how we're in a drought? Isn't it amazing how all that water seems to work its way out of those rivers? I don't know, it's going somewhere, but it's not going to the people. And whether there was, it's a little
pup there was
in California or whatever.
There was a series called The Last Ship. And this is a U.S. destroyer. And it seemed to escape the virus. And these guys are traveling the oceans trying to solve the problem and build the vaccine. Okay? So most of life is destroyed all over the world as a result of the virus. It's interesting how these series have come out. And they keep pointing at China. I wonder why they're pointing at China. Well, because they did it, right? Well, anyway, these guys on the ship had a problem. And the reverse osmosis system stopped working. So they were running out of water. So guess what they did, class? They were using any liquid they could find, and they distilled it. Now, they didn't have Greg's flat top solar still, but they were on deck, and they were taking beer, and they were turning beer into water. They were turning fruit juice into water, you know, pouring out like a can of peaches and pouring out the liquid so they could turn it into water. Water was a real problem because the system of reverse osmosis that's on the ship stopped working. It was busted. So this is real serious. And it's even in these series. And if you look around at Jeremiah, that other series, or if you look at Survivors, water is a big deal. People will kill for a bottle of water. Because 3 days without it, you die. And they even had that line in the series, The Last Ship. You know, they said, day number three, the sailors are going to start dying on the ship from lack of water. Greg, you're absolutely right on the money. I just wanted to tell you that. Back to you.
Yeah. And that my website, again, is realwaterindependence.com. Realwaterindependence.com. And, you know, it's incredible that this technology is out there, but it's not getting anywhere. And why is that? Well, look at our leadership. Look at our government. Look at the colleges that create these people. Look at them. They're disgusting. They're all coming to an end, a gradual end. And they're all doing it. It's easy to see who's in charge. People, you've got to, step forth and think for yourself and start making plans and do it now. Learn to provide what you need and learn to purify the water that you have. Learn to conserve it. Make use of your waste products, such as food that you didn't eat. Feed it to the chickens. Put it in compost. Get ready to garden, do everything you can to get yourself a good supply of heirloom seeds, and even maybe have a couple of paintbrushes so that you can go around and pollinate, the crops themselves. Because, like you said, animals are disappearing, insects are disappearing, bees are disappearing. Everything is being chemically destroyed.
Yeah, food. So classy. Think about it. Think about your neighbor and him being out there with that wasp spray saying, those darn bees, I can't stand them. And they kill them.
Yeah.
And you know, those bees are...
Yellow jackets going into flowers, okay? They are pollinating. Okay? Even though they eat meat, they still are pollinating. I mean, cutter bees we have out here in the West, you know, where we don't have a lot. And, you know, these little bees, all you do is drill holes in a piece of wood with a drill, about a quarter inch, and they will go in there and they will nest. And these little cutter bees will make little circles in a big leaf to pull that piece of leaf out and use it for their... It doesn't damage the plants, but they're using them here to pollinate alfalfa and other crops. Everything's on the decline. Back to you, Vincent.
Well, we've seen an absence of birds and bees and squirrels and rabbits.
Yeah.
Pretty much all little animals, they're disappearing, absolutely disappearing. And anybody who doesn't believe it is asleep or not paying attention or has turned his mind off. We used to have a term, and I'm toying with using it again. When I was growing up, when someone just didn't get it, I'm talking about when I was a very, very young child in the 1950s, one of the terms was, what are you, retarded? What are you, new?
Yeah.
Do you remember those terms?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I heard the other day that some doctors are thinking that this shot is giving pretty much people that have taken it a lobotomy, some kind of a chemical lobotomy. They're just losing their minds.
Well, it's clear to me. It's clear to me. It's clear to me that people are losing their minds. There are people who are going into stores, shoplifting to the point where the stores are closing. They're shoplifting in their own little villages, neighborhoods, cities, and Walgreens and the Chinese factory outlet, and other stores are closing. Target. They can't take the shrinkage, meaning the theft loss. And it's not just the big stores; it's the little stores too. They're just saying we can't take it. Nobody's in charge. There's no law. There's no law. People aren't afraid of being arrested. And when they are arrested, if they're arrested, which is a remote possibility, they're back out on the street with no bail. So they're not going to court.
They're
not
going
to. What was that?
They're not doing anything to remedy it.
Right. Right. So what's happening is everything's busted. Everything's busted.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig Lesh is with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Class, I don't want you to think we're living in the lap of luxury here at the farm. It was 51 degrees this morning in the studio. 51 degrees Fahrenheit. It is so cold that when I took a shower this morning, we have thermal pane windows, double pane windows, and the water on the inside of the windows in the bathroom where the shower is froze. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So this is real serious stuff.
Yeah. Here's a little tip that might save some people's lives, okay, for heat. Do you know anybody with a, or you know of any processing plants for cherries? If you do, they will pay you to take truckloads of cherry pits off. Okay? Guess what these cherry pits are wonderful for?
You can burn them, right?
A pellet stove. They work perfectly in a pellet stove. So there's some free heat. You know, these kind of little things you need to learn about them now, because around here we've got cherry orchards. Well, not right around exactly where I live, but within a couple hours drive, we've got big processing plants. And if you've got yourself a good sized trailer, you can go over there and they will pay you to haul off cherry pits, and then go get yourself a pellet stove for about $800. You've got yourself some free heat for a couple of winters. You know, people need to start learning about these things now, how to survive, because like we were talking about before the break, everything is on the decline, and the faster it declines, the faster it gets. It's almost kind of like throwing an object off of a cliff. It gains speed until it finally hits the bottom. But that's the way things seem to be going right now.
You know, the finest broadcaster ever, in my opinion, was Art Bell. And this broadcast, the style of USA Prepares is somewhat the style of Art Bell's broadcast, which is long discussions, long questions, long answers, complete complete fleshing out of the topic. And he wrote a book, and the term that he used is called the quickening, meaning faster. And what Greg is talking about is exactly that. He's talking about that as this decline happens, it happens faster and faster and faster. And the faster it goes, the faster it goes. So it keeps increasing in speed of decline, the quickening. And the way I was taught in management classes at the university is increasing at an increasing rate. Increasing at an increasing rate. And what Greg was talking about, if you drop something off a building, like a bowling ball, for example, or a marble, it will travel at 32 feet per second per second. So the first second, it travels 32 feet. The second second, it travels 32 plus 32. And the third second, it travels at 32 plus 32 plus 32. So it's 32 feet per second per second until it reaches terminal velocity. And then that's as fast as it's going to go. But
yeah,
it's pretty darn fast. And we are approaching terminal velocity of decline. That's what's happening. When we talked about lead this morning, Greg, did I underestimate how big of a problem it could be if battery production, everything stops?
I thought that attack was just for bullets because he was having no luck. Every time Barry Satoris would open his mouth about guns, people would go out and buy more. So he came up with an alternate plan, go after the ammunition, go after the lead, and shut down every lead smeltering plant in the United States. That's why I learned about what zinc and 10% aluminum melted first and then add 90% zinc after that will create a bullet that can be fired from a high-powered rifle. Of course, it's a lot lighter. You know, I learned about things like this because I was concerned about lead, and I still am, and you're completely and totally right. You're so right.
We only have one big truck here. It's an International 4700, so it's a 7.3-liter V8 International engine, and we use that for spreading lime on our farm. It's an old salt spreader. And that's the biggest truck we have. It's pretty big. And but the batteries only last 4 years if they're brand new. And how about you? What are over the road truck batteries?
They don't last very long either. And you got the same problem. And they are really expensive right now. Something else I heard, I don't know if I forwarded you this article, but. John Deere tractors are being turned off in Russia and other places. They can shut them down.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So you don't have to worry about shutting your tractor down. It can be done via satellite, right?
That's right. That's right. Never start again.
Class, farmers around here don't want any part of it. I mean, when we see farmers that bought brand new tractors, we think, what are they, retarded? I use that word. What are they, new? What are they thinking? Yeah. Our newest tractor's in 1991. Our oldest tractor's in 1974. Most of them are 1984. Greg, thanks so much for being with us. See you next week.
Thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.